An unusual amount of counterfeit money has been circulating in the city of Unalaska. Just last week, four fake bills were deposited at the island's loan bank. Two $100 bills and two 20s. And this counterfeit cash is all pretty sophisticated.
It is very good. It is very good. We have run the bills through our currency counter every which way, upside down, backwards, everything, thinking if there may be a false positive, but there isn't. They're really good. And what ended up being is that they've got the magnetic strip, they've got the hologram in the corner, the paper is almost right.
That's Belinda Sunderland, the KeyBank branch manager. She says that her branch typically doesn't see more than a couple of counterfeit bills in a whole year.
I've worked here for almost 10 years. It's the first time it's come through that heavy.
To catch the counterfeit bills, Sunderland says that the bank runs all its money through a currency counter, which electronically detects any fakes. If bank staff finds any, they send them on to the Secret Service's field station in Anchorage for investigation. Given the large influx of fake bills, the Secret Service may send a field agent to Unalaska to assess the matter this summer. Bob Kierstead is the assistant special agent in charge at the Seattle field office, and he says there's a chance that the bills could be what are known as bleached notes.
Sometimes what a counterfeiter will do, will take a genuine one or a five, usually a smaller denomination, and actually bleach it, bleach the color and the printing out of it, and then print a higher denomination counterfeit over that, so then the bill is going to have the thread, the security thread, and it's going to have the blue and red fibers like genuine paper.
Right now, the bills have been spent at a variety of local businesses, and it's not clear that they're even necessarily coming from the same source. Rita Tungle works at the Gas and Go, and she says that so far she hasn't seen any. Still, the idea that fake money is floating around isn't comforting, especially since there isn't really a way for businesses to recover it.
It's something like they're fooling you. When, you know, they're not really fair. I mean, when they're buying some stuff in here, and then they're paying you the fake one, so it's kind of, you know, irritating.
Individuals who use cash on a regular basis, like Carolina Alcobendas, are also concerned about counterfeit circulating in the community.
I have to be careful too, you know, because I always change my check and I just want to make sure I don't have no fake money on it, you know.
Sunderland says that the best thing that businesses and even local residents can do is to invest in counterfeit detection pens to check their own money themselves.
For those of us who handle cash on a daily basis quite a bit, you can get a feel of the bill and know that it's kind of not right. But I've also encouraged local businesses to get the counterfeit detection pens. I know that a local business office supply store does carry those. Someone has even asked me about UV, if a UV detector would work. At this point right now, it would not hurt.
While Unalaska has seen a spike in counterfeit circulation, it's not clear right now whether other communities in the region are also seeing an increase in fake money. Kierstead says that generally, Alaska hasn't had a major counterfeit problem compared to other states.
I've been in this district about four years, that I'm not aware of anything that's been alarming in the state of Alaska as far as the passing of counterfeit currency.
According to a 2010 study by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, the amount of counterfeit money believed to be in circulation is between $60 and $80 million. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.